Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go, getting underway with the fourth and final hour on this, the penultimate workday of the week, Thursday edition of the Bobby Mac Show. Hour number four, the one we call the bonus hour. Similar to the other three, though, in this respect. Let's do that. Grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And, of course, my email address remains bob@1063word.com. Still trying to catch up with an overloaded text line with the worst names you ever heard, or worst or best, depending on how you look at it. In the meantime, Toby is along on the phones. He is in Clinton. Hi, Toby, and welcome to the program.
Well, how's the grand poobah this evening?
So far, so good.
But I'm letting you know it's raining out here.
Really?
Yeah, but not real bad, but just, you know, dark and rainy.
Ick. Yeah, wintry looking.
Yeah. Well, to throw two names, some names out there before I actually, really tell you something.
Okay.
My mama had some friends. Their name was Pickle, and the other one's name was Olive.
Oh, jeez.
And my niece in Georgia grew up with two girls that their mother was Hawaiian. So they grew up with named Kalia and Kalea. And she happened to marry a man with the last name Cootie.
Oh, jeez.
Can you imagine going to school and called Kalia and Kalea Cootie?
That could pose problems. Yeah.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
In the schoolyard.
And one little comment I want to make about the hearing today.
Right. Or yesterday.
Plus, one thing, I didn't understand any of it was going on. I mean, they could have been talking Chinese, and I would have understood it better.
Right.
And I had a friend, and I told him, I said, did you watch the hearing the other day? He said, yes, I recorded some of it, and he, instead of taking his Ambient, he listens to that.
Oh, wait, he was doing, he recorded it, and I missed the last part.
He recorded it, so instead of taking his Ambient, he just listens to that to help him fall asleep better for his insomnia.
You know, that would do it in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is to try and watch the propagandists on the cable news networks try to spin it into something, they really are trying to make chicken salad out of the wrong ingredients, if you catch my drift.
But, you know, the Democrats has really helped him out a lot with, you know, his insomnia by the hearing the other day. And also this summer when he grew corn, he put a picture of Nancy Pelosi out there on his scarecrow. Never had one problem with his corn.
See, there you go. Bumper crop is guaranteed.
Good.
Yep. Thank you, Toby. I appreciate it. In on the text line, 71307. No, I don't think so. I think that one's made up. Bobby, this is no joke. My friend's uncle named his kids Wanna Be a King, 9, and So Fine. Wow. Okay. Bobby, per the last news report, what would you do to erase your student loan debt? How about working and making monthly payments like everybody else does with their loans? Arg. Gotcha. Bobby, we had a teacher in middle school named Elizabeth Fant. She went by Ellie. Gotcha. Bobby, I have two ex-wives named Hope and Faith. After that, I gave up. Laugh out loud. Well, you may have given up too soon. You know, charity was still out there somewhere. Ay. Bobby, I think today's strange names radio topic just might rival the attention you got last year for the favorite car owned. Great show today, Bobby. And I tweeted back, and yeah, right up there with your favorite beer.
No. The beer still won. Yeah, it lasted beer, for 4 hours.
I think beer did win going away.
Yes.
And I said, oh, yeah, right. Sorry. I forgot about that one. From, forgot to sign my name to the other one, Al in Simpsonville. Thank you, Al. Bobby, were you referring to making chicken salad out of chicken schiff? Yeah. Bobby, my mom graduated with a girl from Fitzgerald, Georgia, named Ophelia Butts. Yeah. Guy mentioned that one earlier, somebody with that name. Some of these things need to be thought through a little more carefully. Bobby, I get the best reception for the station on HD radio, 98.9 channel 2. Yeah, that is Magic's second channel. How many frequencies is WORD broadcast on? At one time, we were on the two AM signals, 1330 and 950, as well as 106.3, and then the two AM signals became ESPN Upstate. So now we are on HD2, 98.9, 106.3 FM, and now in Anderson at 101.5. So we're back to three as we used to be. Let me quickly scroll down here because the text line is just overwhelmed today. Bob, Texas governor in the late 1800s, Jim Hogg, named his only daughter Ima. False legend that she had a sister named Ura, U-R-A, but that was her. Ima never married, but was an acclaimed philanthropist. There you go. Bobby, longtime listener here. My wife is listening for the first time only because she can't change the channel, and I was hoping I could say, hey, Ashley. Oh, I certainly wish that we could, but of course, FCC regulations, as you know, preclude talking directly to one individual, so I'm prevented by a government policy from saying, hey, Ashley. Bobby, have you played Kellyanne Conway yet? No, I'm going to do that before we're done today. I hope I can do it in the next segment. Bob, I saw odd names on Facebook the other day. This one, SSST, pronounced forest. Get it? Forest. Forest. Yeah. Bobby, best name of one of our students, Leah, Lee hyphen A. When asked if it's pronounced Leah, nope, Lee dash A. Lee dash A. Lee dash A. Okay, gotcha. Bobby had an employee at the Limited in Columbia named Toiletta. Oh. T-O-Y-L-E-T-T-A. Toiletta. Okay. Bob, Jeff Evilsizer, Benjamin Dover, Vagaya Love, and Richard Hertz, all real people. I believe you. You say so, I believe you. Bobby, my ex-grandmother-in-law was named after all her close relatives. Her name, Sarah, Sally, Isabella, R.D., Adelaide, Haskins, Wall. Wow. By the time you get through with that, the day is over. Bobby, I got a great one for you. How about this name? J-K-M-N. You'll never guess that one. Pronounced Noel or Noel. J-K-M-O. Okay. Yeah. Right. Bobby, there was a girl in my high school named Happy Sin. S-E-N-N. It's like Happy Boozer. Right. Bobby, I'm related to some Quattlebaums and Biedenbaughs from Batesburg. There you go. Bob, I had a good friend. His name was Bill Belcher. His wife's name, Joyful. All righty then. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, I certainly hope so. Entertained, informed along the way here on the Bobby Mac Show on a Headbanger Thursday. Mighty Penny picking out some of the hardcore stuff. 621 here on the Bobby Mac Show in on the text line. Bobby used to work with a lady named Anita Hooker. Okay. Bobby, one of the worst of all time, NASCAR driver Dick Trickle. Yeah. Yeah, you know, at some point, you know, you just got to think about changing it. Bobby, I met a guy. His name was Fishhook. Wow, that's a new one. Never heard that one. Bobby, there was a TV show about strange names. A woman on there named Eura Stevens married Roy Belcher and became Eura Belcher. Bobby, I swear to God, I graduated with a guy by the name of Richard Head. Wow. Bob, there's a story about a lady who went into a coma while giving birth. When she woke up, she was told she had given birth to twins, a boy and a girl. She was told her brother had named them. She was concerned because the brother, well, wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer. She asked what names he had given them. She was told the girl is Denise and the boy, DeNephew. Okay. That's not going to last. Bob, here's another one for you. Tyrane, T-Y-R-A-N-E, pronounced Tyrone E. Who names their kids that? Bobby, at a fast food restaurant, I'm under initials FBI. When they call it out, look around and see how quickly the line gets shorter. I bet. Aye, aye, aye. And I wish I could do this one, but I can't. Bobby, I had a teacher named Edith Norma Stitz. She went by E. Norma Stitz. I think I'd be rethinking that one, too. Bobby had an employee named Unique, U-N-I-Q-U-E, pronounced Uniqua. All righty then. Bobby, my sister-in-law's name before she married, Penny Cash. Okay. Bobby, apparently epidurals are really good drugs. Yeah, that would be my guess as well. To the phones we go. Linda is next up in Greenville. Hi, Linda, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
You said not too long ago that people really should think these things through.
I wish.
Yes. Well, I taught school for 100 years, so I can tell you some good ones.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna tell you.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, afterwards, after I retired, I worked at a big box store. And mm-hmm. when a mother came through that was visibly pregnant, I would ask her once in a while, what are you going to name this child?
Right.
And she would tell me, and invariably they would say, but I'm going to spell it differently. And I said, oh, please,
oh,
are you really going to make this child spell his name for the next 85 years?
Right.
And one of them looked at her husband and then looked back at me and she said, I never thought of that.
Wow. Well, there's a whole nother different set of problems entirely.
Yes.
Yeah.
And exactly. I once had four Deborahs in the same class and they spelled it differently.
Oh, my God.
Different spellings of Deborah. I didn't think there was four different ways. But if you think about the name, the male name, Alan,
right,
you can spell that at least six different ways.
Yeah, right.
So those names are difficult, too. They would always have to spell their name. Always, because Alan is spelled so many different ways. But yes, and fortunately, at least maybe one mother thought it through and decided to spell it the normal way.
Well, thank God for that, because this is instructive. You know, they're not even thinking about what this kid is being saddled with.
Oh, it's child abuse.
Yeah.
It's child abuse.
Yeah, it is. I mean, people will say something like, you know, well, boy, you look pretty good for your age. And I say, well, you know, it's because obviously of the genetics, the DNA, I picked good parents, you know.
Yes, yes. Well, at least you have an easy name.
Yes.
It's easy to pronounce. It's easy to spell.
How true.
And it's, make a mistake.
And it's spelled
make a mistake.
And it's spelled the same forwards and backwards. I can't go wrong.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes. Lucky you.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate it. Wow. Yeah, that is a whole nother set of problems. Oh, I never thought of that. Well, let's bring in Kent. He is next up here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Kent, and welcome to the Thursday edition.
Thank you, Bobby. First-time caller. Love your show.
Thank you, sir. Well, in that case, we must welcome you with a little bit of cowbell there for you.
Okay. Years ago, I was in direct sales and selling solar equipment throughout the upstate.
Okay.
And I got a call to go to Inman, and I went to Inman and waited, was presenting the equipment to two older women. And about halfway through the presentation, I could see they were exchanging glances and laughing. And I stopped the presentation. I said, have I got something on my shirt? You know, what's going on?
Right.
And they said, you're a joke. I said, what do you mean I'm a joke? They said, no, you're a joke. You're not even supposed to be here. I said, well, didn't the lady from the office call, set this appointment up, and you accepted it, right? And they said, well, yeah, no, I thought my aunt calling. Her name, Fanny Cheeks.
Oh, jeez.
True story. Hilarious. And then it wound up, I knew it was her real name. I went to school with her daughter. With her sister, Anita Cheeks. it turned out didn't sell one unit, but sold two.
Sweet.
So it's funny, but profitable too.
Once again, truth proves stranger than fiction. Thank you, Kent. I appreciate that. Amy is next up. Amy is in Easley. Hi, Amy, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Hey, Bob, I don't know, like, how weird or unusual, but I've never met anybody else with the same name. My dad's name, and I won't give his full name,
but
his name was Homer Angus.
Homer Angus.
Angus, yes. And I know Angus is something like Scottish
it
or
is.
Irish, but I've never heard the word Angus compared to steak and stuff. So I was always confused
right.
exactly why his middle name was Angus, but it was. And I've never met another person with that name.
There, I guarantee you, Amy, there is a Scotsman in the woodpile somewhere. Because Angus is a pretty common name in Scotland.
Well, that must be where his heritage is from. I've never done one of the, heredity things or DNA things.
Right.
But it must be where his family was from.
I guarantee you, Yeah, that's got to go back to the old country. Yep.
Yes, his last initial was M, so as a nickname, everybody just called him Ham.
Works for me.
But,
it's clean and simple, It works.
It was, but I asked my husband, could we name our son's middle name Angus, and I got a vote no.
Yeah, so. I hear you. It'd be fine in fine in Scotland, but a little unusual over here. Thanks, Amy. I appreciate the call. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. That's an easy name, little Annie. She's ready to go, and I'm right back on the other side with the last half of the bonus hour here on Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, 6:36 now, 24 before 7. It's the show that does itself when it goes viral like this on a Thursday. Bobby, your previous caller about Angus, obviously not an AC/DC fan with Angus Young. There you go. Bobby, there's a party band in Greenville called themselves the Swingin' Richards. Okay. Bobby, with my last name, Case, many a joke I have heard. I spared my son and daughter from calling them Justin or Ima, but I'm often asked from people on the phone, how do you spell your last name? I simply say, staircase, briefcase, suitcase, murder case, and they move on. Love your show. Bobby, I know a man named Kelly Green. It's great.
Okay, growing up, my dad's best friend, his last name was Green.
Right.
And when his wife got pregnant, he was contemplating naming the son Blue.
Blue Green.
Yep. Yeah. So she would not let them, but they named the dog Blue.
Yeah, thank that. Well, okay, yeah, for the dog, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the dog was fine. Named Blue Green.
Right. True story, bud. Kid named S-word head, but pronounced Sha-tade. Sha-tade. Another named Devil, D-E-V-I-L, pronounced Deville. Saw a new baby the other day named Messiah. Sorry, but that's just wrong. Bob, I had a student named P-H-O, apostrophe, E-V-A. Forever. Forever. Mm-hmm. True story. To the phones we go, without further delay. let's get Ralph in here. He's in Spartanburg. Hi, Ralph, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bob, how are you today, sir?
So far, so good.
Well, I have a plethora of strange names.
A veritable plethora, as Howard Cosell used to say.
Yep. I'm from Union. My dad's name was Manson. Manson Ray.
Okay.
Manson Ray Garner.
Right.
I had twin aunts, an aunt and uncle that were twins named Man and Woman.
That's great.
I had an aunt Dump and aunt Pie.
Dot and Pie.
Dump and Pie.
Gotcha.
And there's a girl I know, a beautiful brown skinned lady. Her name is Deborah, spelled D-E-B-O-R-A-H.
Right.
Not Deborah.
Right. Not Deborah. Not Deborah. Deborah.
Yep. And.
Well, you got to separate yourself from the pack somehow, right?
Well, the girl had her fifth child, didn't know what to name it.
Right.
She named it Absidy. A-B-C-D-E.
Absidy. That's like the yeah. That's like the one we got in the text messages, J-K-M-N.
But I don't understand that one. But I understand that.
Okay, well I'm gonna give you J-K. Well, Moneypenny can explain J-K-M-N and the pronunciation. All right, go ahead, Moneypenny.
J-K-M-N. There is no L in the list.
So it's pronounced
Noel.
Noel. J-K-M-N.
Is that common court spelling?
You got to love it. You got to love it, for Ralph.
The final thing, Bob, no joke. I'm in the alarm industry. The guy from alarm.com, his name is Jack. What's the abbreviation for Richard with a plus?
Oh, jeez.
Jack, D-I-X. That's
his man.
Name.
Oh, man.
When he would come, it took all within us not to burst out laughing and ask him, why won't you change your name?
I hear you.
He was a great guy. Yeah.
But something's got to give on that, right?
Yeah, his parents need to be whooped.
Yes, it is, as a previous caller said, it does verge on child abuse. Thank you, Ralph. Good to hear from you, brother. Take care. Daryl is next up. He is in Simpsonville. Hi, Daryl, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, how's it going, Bobby?
Oh, it's great.
Just listening to your names and stuff, I thought I'd share. I went to school with two brothers. Both the brothers were Dean and Sean, and their last name was Barry. Well, neither one of them ever, we never thought about it. We went through middle school with them, and we found it kind of odd after we got to know each other that, we got to talk about a topic on middle names, and they didn't ever want us to say either one of their middle names, and we didn't know. And they just said, well, we had an uncle. He was a war hero, and our mothers named him us after him, and we got his middle name.
Well, sure.
We were a bunch of friends, and they just didn't seem to want to elaborate on it. Well, come to find out, his uncle's name was Gilbert. And I guess the two brothers kind of hid that fact because they went by Gil.
Right.
So both of them being Dean and Sean, Dean's name would be Dean Gilberry. So, kind of, that was kind of a, I'm probably going to lose a Facebook friend on this one, Bobby, but I'm telling you, that's a cruel thing to do to your kid right there.
I'm telling you. I mean, we're talking about child abuse. This is going to qualify. Anytime the kid ends up Dean Gilberry.
That's terrible.
It's time to head to the courthouse. I'm telling you. I think
he's already did that. I sure do appreciate you taking my call.
My pleasure. Thank you, Daryl. Great to have you. Yeah. You know, war hero or no, you know, at some point, you know, common sense has got to rule the day here. Somewhere, doesn't it? Maybe not. Henry is along in Hendersonville. Welcome from the Tar Heel State. Henry, good to have you here.
Hey, thanks. I'm actually over by Rosman right now, but yeah, that's Henry with an I, by the way.
Gotcha. I noticed that.
I like to be unique. Uniqua.
Or Uniqua, either one, right.
According to Google, apparently a friend of mine told me, according to Google, there's exactly one of me in the United States with my name. So.
Is that right? Wow. Well, you are in a Uniqua situation, Henry.
Yep. So if you know my last name, it's easy to find me on Facebook.
There you go.
Yeah. So it sounds like some of these.
Whoop! Did I lose Henry?
People have been.
He's fading in and out. Henry, you drove into the black hole of death there for a while.
Yeah, I know what happened there for a second, yeah.
That's all right. We got you back now. It sounds good now.
I said it sounds like some people are using the Ebonic Book of Baby Names there.
I think they are. Man.
You know why they canceled the Miss Ebonics beauty pageant, right?
No, why?
Nobody wanted to be Miss Idaho.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I had friends when I was younger. I had friends Holly Day and Holly Bush, whose mother was Rose Bush.
Wow. Rose
and,
Bush.
And Phineas Munsell Randall III.
Oh, wow.
Now, of course, Rose married into the last name. She named her daughter Holly just because she didn't want to be the only one.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, if one's going to suffer, all are going to suffer, right?
Yeah, and then I used to get a handyman magazine, and one of the editors in there was a woman named Blueberry. That was her given name.
Wow.
She wrote an article about it that her parents were hippies, surprisingly enough. But
who would have thunk it? Yeah, there was, there was an English actress that was in one of the BBC shows that we used to watch, and she had a flowery name like that, too, and it's gone right out of my head now. I had a buddy in high school named Tom Collins, and he would never order the drink.
Yeah, she'd have just told him it was named after him. He'd got it for free.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a run, Henry. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Good to have you here. 646, 14, Honeysuckle. That was the actress's name. Honeysuckle, like Smith or something. Yeah. 14 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I saw the light. It was from the police officer's flashlight shining in my eyes through the window of the car. 6:51, 9 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. It has been an interesting and exciting day, to say the least. In on the text line, Bobby, as you know, if it's not Scottish, it's crap. That's what they used to say on SNL. Bobby, I had a friend whose last name was Christmas. Her sister's name was Mary. Merry Christmas. They have a family here in Boiling Springs. I always love their last name. Bob, yeah, Honeysuckle Weeks, the actress. I remember her from Foyle's War. Yep, BBC series. Bobby, here's another for you. I had an uncle named Sonkey, S-O-N-K-E-Y, Sonkey DeRise, a decorated tank driver for a Patton at World War II. Holy cow. Bobby, lots of girls now being named November. I wonder where that comes from. Bob, my mother's name was Alpha Omega. My grandfather had to go to war. He already had four or five sons. He figured he would not survive, and she would be the first and last girl. He did survive and had two more daughters. People laugh still when I tell them, but I like the significance of the name. Holy cow. Bob, when I was 14, I was in a semi-private room in the hospital with a man named Elmer F. Puckers. 8 years later, I got a job at a plant and ended up working with him. His wife's name was Smiley. Bobby, my stepkids' middle names are Rage and Pain. Wow. Bobby, when I was in school, I had a teacher named Harry Heine, H-E-I-N-E. He named his son the same. Well, if he there you go again. You know, if he's going to suffer, all are going to suffer. Bobby, a childless couple in my dad's church had the last name Luke and Bill, pronounced Luke and Bill. I told him if he had a son, he should have named him first Matthew and middle name Mark. Then he'd be Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Bill. You know, like the four Gospels. It's like Blazing Saddles. I'm going to read from the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Duck. To the phones quickly we go to Mitch, who's in Spartanburg. Hi, Mitch, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bob. Three names I haven't heard on the radio so far. The Absentee name I have heard. One of these names I'll spell for you because I cannot say it. I'll say it. It sounds like Shafid, but you take off what you would spell the E and
yes.
The A, and that was how they pronounce the name.
Yes, we did have one of those.
Okay. The other names were Limangelo and Orangelo.
Heard those? Yeah, right. Yeah, Lemon Jello and Orange Jello. Right.
Right. All right. See you later, Bob.
You bet. Thanks, Mitch. Philip is in Spartanburg. Hi, Philip, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Doing fine. How are you, sir?
So far, so good.
Great. In 1970, in the 70s, I lived in a little town called Thompson, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a real estate mogul who lived there who owned several farms. One of the farms he named Seymour Farms. Where he came up with the name, I don't know. But when I was living there, he had some sharecroppers who had been living on that property for umpteen years,
mm-hmm.
and they had a son named Seymour Farms Calhoun, and he was killed in a wreck.
Ooh.
And when I saw it, I thought it was the strangest name I'd ever seen. And I was talking to a neighbor of mine who said, no, he had a brother that was killed in Vietnam whose name was Amphibious Submarine Calhoun. And I thought he was telling me a tale.
Right.
And he sent me to the church where the boy was buried, and there was a marker there, and that was the name on the marker, Amphibious Submarine Calhoun.
Holy cow. That's a great story, Philip. Thank you. And that's a good note to end on. See you tomorrow. Make way for the great one. Mark Levin is next. See you for Friday. God bless.
That's all, folks.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Hoo-ah!
Goodbye.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.